bit of a, we had a tire situation on the way up. I don't know where we quite picked up that 3-inch screw in the back right tire, but it doesn't seem to matter much.
And, well, first of all, this is Joe Pug over here. Make him feel welcome today.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
God, I felt so bad. He was so stressed out when he got here. He's late. He's running. I'm like, hey, it's the porch. You know, we're very relaxed over here. In fact, Mary, would you give me one of... This is a good time while Bucky is plugging in here. I wanted to actually tell you about this, too. Those of you who haven't been to this, have you all been to this stage hanging out here a little bit? It's the best freaking stage in the festival. It's a little bit about the stage, actually, while we have a minute here. It's a pretty cool story. You know, Bob, I don't know if you know Bob the Builder. He builds everything. He built this stage by hand. And what happened was there was a lumber truck that went over the road at the parkway and spilled an entire truck of lumber down this ravine. And the wood was just sitting there. Bob knew it was there. It was sitting there for like a year and then 2 years. And then finally he went to the lumber company. He's like, yeah, you know, you got that. And they're kind of like, yeah, you know. And he's like, you know, can we have it? And he's like, well, you know. So, you know, and because it was way down this ravine. And, you know, this festival is all volunteers. I think you should know that. I mean, everybody is bringing volunteers. Give it up for that, everybody. And so what they did was they got all these volunteers together and they made a human chain up this hill and brought all this wood up, and that's how he built this porch. It's not a real actual porch. Behind it is a little now a little green room that he built last year, looking out on the beautiful cemetery back there. And so we've been doing this. It's all supported by folks like we're the Virginia Folklife Program. We support it all with grants. And this year we did a really cool thing, which is we put together a compilation of stuff that has happened here. It's all live recordings from this stage over the last 6 or 7 years. If you've been coming to Floyd Fest, you might have some ideas of what I'm talking about. We got like, I could even just tell you without looking at it because I put it together. Folks like, well, Tim O'Brien's cut is really beautiful, and Peter Rowan's is amazing. Incredible stuff that we bring here also are like old-time bands that maybe folks who come to... A lot of people don't know when they come here, because a lot of people come to Floyd Fest from a lot of other places. They don't realize that they're sitting in like the hotbed of mountain gospel, old-time balladry, bluegrass. So we bring a lot of those groups here to expose people to them, and we do that on this stage too, and that's on here too. And I was able to get a little grant to put this together. We're selling them for $10, which is a gift to you, trust me. This is an unbelievable CD. Got Tony Trischka actually and Stevie Barr doing this banjo Blackberry Blossom duet. It's nuts. And I don't usually do this, but I am actually imploring you and insisting and begging and whatever to please pick one of these up. Pick several of them up. You can give it to your friends who couldn't make it to Floyd Fest. It's $10. It's an incredible collection of music. All the artists donated their tracks for this, and it'd be great music for you. And every dime of it goes to doing things so that we could have, like, Joe Pug here. Mike, you know we got that buzz happening up here, right? Here is we have these little workshop type situations, and the best way just to start is just kick into some. We'll talk a little
bit. Let's do it.